Welcome to the History of Christianity podcast with Stephen Bedard.
These days, there's a lot of concern about spoilers when it comes to movies and television shows. We don't want people to spoil the ending. We want to be surprised by who lives and who dies. And hate to tell you this, but the Titanic sinks. Sorry, I couldn't hold it in any longer. Well, whoever gave Justin the name Justin Martyr didn't seem too concerned about spoilers. It doesn't take much guesswork to know how things end up for this important church father. Justin was born around 100 AD and was martyred around 165 AD. He came from Flavia Neapolis in Samaria, and he did identify as a Samaritan. He was early on interested in philosophy and looked to a number of philosophical schools. He ended up embracing Platonism for a while. However, Justin encountered an elderly Christian who shared the story of Jesus with him, and Justin accepted the Christian faith as his own and as the true philosophy. That Justin saw Christianity as a philosophy is important. Christianity was not just something for the uneducated masses. It deserved a seat at the philosophical table, and if given a chance, it could prove itself superior to its competitors. Justin adopted the dress of a philosopher and became a traveling teacher. There were many such teachers at the time, but not teaching Christianity in this fashion. Justin arrived in Rome during the reign of Antoninus Pius and set up his own school, one of his students being Tatian, who we'll get to in a future episode. We don't have much of his written work, but we do have two of his apologies and a dialogue. By apology, we do not mean an expression of regret over some wrongdoing. This is an apology in the sense of apologetics, a defense of the faith, and Justin was one of the earliest and most influential Christian apologists. What is especially significant about his first apology is that it was written as a defense of Christianity to the Emperor Antoninus Pius in order to get him to stop his persecution of the church. Here are the first two chapters to just give you a bit of a taste. To the Emperor Titus, Aelius, Adrianus, Antoninus, Pius, Augustus Caesar, and to his son, Verissimus, the philosopher, and to Lucius, the philosopher, the natural son of Caesar, and the adopted son of Pius, a lover of learning, and to the sacred Senate, with the whole people of the Romans, I, Justin, the son of Priscus and the grandson of Bacchius, natives of Flavia Neapolis in Palestine, present this address and petition on behalf of those of all nations who are unjustly hated and wantonly abused, myself being one of them. Reason directs those who are truly pious and philosophical to honor and love only what is true, declining to follow traditional opinions if these be worthless. For not only does sound reason direct us to refuse the guidance of those who did or taught anything wrong, but it is incumbent on the lover of truth by all means, and if death be threatened, even before his own life, to choose to do and say what is right. Do you then, since you are called pious, and philosophers, guardians of justice and lovers of learning, give good heed and hearken to my address, and if you are indeed such, it will be manifested. For we have come not to flatter you by this writing, nor please you by our address, but to beg that you pass judgment after an accurate and searching investigation, not flattered by prejudice or by a desire of pleasing superstitious men, nor induced by irrational impulse or evil rumors, which have long been prevalent, to give a decision which will prove to be against yourselves. For as for us, we reckon that no evil can be done us, unless we be convicted as evildoers, or be proved to be wicked men, and you can kill, but not hurt us. Here you get a sense of Justin's philosophical style. He addresses philosophers who are supposed to love truth, to look carefully at the facts. And he plays on the name of the emperor, Pius, which means godly. The emperor should live up to his own name. Well, Justin survived Antoninus Pius's reign, but was not so fortunate with his successor, Marcus Aurelius. The martyrdom of Justus describes his trial with his companions in this way. The prefect, Rusticus, says, "Approach and sacrifice all of you to the gods." Justin says, "No one in his right mind gives up piety for impiety." The prefect, Rusticus, says, "If you do not obey, you will be tortured without mercy." Justin replies, "That is our desire, to be tortured for our Lord Jesus Christ, and so to be saved, for that will give us salvation and firm confidence at the more terrible universal tribunal of our Lord and Savior." And all the martyrs said, "Do as you wish, for we are Christians, and we do not sacrifice to idols." The prefect, Rusticus, read the sentence, "Those who do not wish to sacrifice to the gods and to obey the emperor will be scourged and beheaded according to the laws." The holy martyrs, glorifying God, betook themselves to the customary place where they were beheaded and consummated their martyrdom, confessing their Savior. Thus Justin gained his name of Justin Martyr. Martyrdom would become an important part of the early history of the church. Just 30 years after this event, Tertullian would observe that the blood of the martyrs was the seed of the church. Thank you for listening to this episode of the podcast. Please visit me at historyofchristianitypodcast.com and consider supporting me by donating at patreon.com/hopesreason or by downloading a free audiobook with a free trial of Audible at audibletrial.com/hopesreason. Again, that's audibletrial.com/hopesreason. Thank you, and God bless.